Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Julia. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Don Mattingly, do you think he's a lock to manage his team next year? I don't, but Hugh Douglas, he does. Where do you come down on that? Plus, pair of tickets to give away HBCU Swingman Classic tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. First clue is this person portrayed a superhero. So that's clue number one out there for you for Hugh's clues today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, I do have an idea for the Sixers.
Well, what you got?
Listen, we want LeBron on the show. At least two-thirds of us, right? You and I do. Kyle's, over there not wanting LeBron James. But we want LeBron James on the Sixers. And there's different ways you can go about this. And free agency is always interesting because you want to entice the player. And usually, money is the way to do it, right? That's typically how this works. That's not this particular free agency because none of these teams have max cap space. And it seems like LeBron is at a point in his career where
trying to get all the money.
Yeah,
he's gonna get his bread. Yeah. He's gonna get his bread in other ways. But
right.
Yeah, he's not trying to get all the bread.
So to me, it's gonna have to be a different way to entice LeBron James, not just money. It's gonna have to be about roster construction, the people he wants to play with, making sure he knows this is where you should be. And it sounds to me like the Cavaliers have already started to set this up where they're doing things and moving things to make sure he knows, like, hey, we really want you. Let's hear Shams on what's going on in Cleveland and what they're trying to do.
They want LeBron James. There's no secret about it. Just like the Heat do. Just like the Minnesota Timberwolves would love LeBron James. The Sixers would love LeBron James. But the Cavs, of course, have the pitch, right? You think about it. Your starting backcourt's already set. James Harden, Donovan Mitchell's locked in. And I think the biggest situation here for the Cavs, if you're not dealing with the instability of Donovan Mitchell going into the last year of his deal, where you know you're going to get those questions depending on how the team is playing, and he was eligible for $80 million more next summer, so he takes that off the books. He commits now, and so your backcourt's already set. You have Mobley and Allen in the front court, and LeBron James slides right in as a starting small forward, basically, and so you have that pitch for them, and they're seriously in it. I think they're looked at as among the leaders with a Miami, a Philadelphia, as well. And so I think Cleveland's got all the pieces.
All right, so Shams is talking about how Cleveland's trying to set this up, right, to really entice him, to kind of move things around, and Harden's waiting on his contract and all that kind of stuff. So if the Sixers really want to do this and get his attention, to me they have to do something to get his attention. And Hugh, the best way to do it right now, in my opinion, is to trade for a player that we know he wants to play with. There was a rumor out there a few weeks ago that the Warriors were thinking about teaming Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Well, the Sixers could try to do the same thing. And the way to do it is pretty simple. If you look at the contracts, the Joel Embiid contract and the Anthony Davis contract are basically the same contract. They're the same age, the same kind of contract. It's like a few million-dollar difference. It's the same thing. Hugh, I would offer the Wizards Joel Embiid and draft picks because they're gonna want draft picks to make this swap because Anthony Davis is the better player right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would offer them Joel Embiid and draft picks to bring back Anthony Davis to show LeBron James, like, hey, you want to play with AD again? He's here now. And there's your starting five. You have Tyrese Maxey, you have VJ Edgecombe, you have Jaylen Brown, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. Hugh, should the Sixers do something big here to entice LeBron James?
I think they're contemplating it. And I know some people probably feel some kind of way because, you know, we're talking about moving on from the big fella, Joel Embiid, and everything like that. But when you start talking about getting a player like LeBron, even though he's 42 years old and he's not the guy that he once was, everywhere LeBron James has been, for the most part, they've kind of, you know, compensated. Like, he's been compensated other ways. He's been adhered to. He's been, what's the word I'm looking for? He's been taken care of.
Catered to.
Catered. There it is. Catered. That's the word. Catering.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, it took me a while. But the bottom line is this. When you talk about, and when you throw your ring in a hat and you mention his name, then nothing's out of bounds when you talk about getting him. And I think that's where the Sixers are right now. And I think that's probably why, you know, we all talked about last week and people got all up in their feelings when they talked about Joel Embiid potentially getting traded. Right now, with the potential of LeBron James being here, that has to be something that has been talked about, whether it's been mentioned in the media or not. When you talk about getting LeBron James here and what LeBron James wants, Anthony Davis is a part of that. Joel Embiid isn't, you know, bottom line. So you're thinking about it. It's probably been talked about.
Well, and I just look at all the teams involved, the few teams that are seemingly the favorites, right? The Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Sixers. The only way the Sixers get LeBron James is if they stand out to the point where he's like, this is obviously the place, right? There's no connection here. There's no reason to come here other than basketball. There's nothing. I mean, the Cleveland thing is home, Like, starts and ends in the same place, home. Miami, he clearly has a very positive connection to, knows those people, and they just landed Giannis. As much as we landed Jaylen Brown, Giannis is a different level of player. So if we're talking about, oh, I get to go play with someone, well, Giannis is going to win out over Jaylen Brown and Maxey, as good as those players are. So we don't have the best player of either of these three teams we're talking about, or the other two teams, right? We don't have the best player. That's Miami. Giannis is there. We don't have the home connection. That's Cleveland. What we can do is give him what he wants basketball-wise more than anybody else. The Sixers have a contract that could be swapped out for Anthony Davis, apparently a guy that he loves. He wanted him in L.A. The people thought he was going to go to Golden State because they were going to get him. Get Anthony Davis. I would trade Joel Embiid in a couple picks in a heartbeat if it meant Anthony Davis and, by proxy, LeBron James. Let's do it. Let's dump Embiid. Get Anthony Davis, bring in LeBron James. Kyle, what are you feeling as we are trying to entice the king?
I hate you guys.
Why?
But this is pathetic.
Oh, stop.
What do you know? Congrats. You found the one guy who played less than Joel Embiid last year, by the way, in Anthony Davis.
Played better, though.
So even if I wanted to play ball with you and that I wanted LeBron James, this is so beyond desperate and pathetic. Like, I
the cost
also,
of business.
You know, I'm gonna put my doctor's coat on because we like to diagnose people on the show. You guys have LeBronchitis. That's what you have. And I saw this coming a mile away because all the fools out there were like, LeBron just wants basketball happiness. He'll sign on a vet minimum and he won't be too big of a distraction. He'll be a third option. He'll fall back. Mm-hmm. And now we're moving around the roster just to entice this guy.
Yep.
With Anthony Davis, what are we doing?
Well, let's not pretend Anthony Davis is not a good player. I mean,
he doesn't play.
Well, neither does. So I can
right.
have. So, okay, so I can have. So I can have Embiid here not playing and no James, or I could have James here and sometimes Anthony
That's
Davis.
That's a terrible idea.
No, it is.
That's a horrendous idea.
What I think it is it a smart idea?
It's one of the silliest ideas I've ever heard.
I think it's a smart
idea. How about
idea?
That?
Well, you know what? Then we're not going to get him. Then we're not going to get him.
Good.
No,
you're
like Hugh Douglas when he went to the auction he went to a couple weeks ago. You want something, but you're not willing to go all the way.
No. Even if I'm playing ball with you and that I wanted LeBron, that's a bridge too far.
Oh,
yeah, what are you talking about? We're gonna completely, like, Joel Embiid, whether you like it or not, is still a centerpiece of this roster.
Mm.
You're gonna take down that building block. Yeah. Add Anthony Davis, who is also barely a building block. Like I said, the only guy in the NBA who probably found one good guy who doesn't play as much as Joel Embiid.
Yes.
It's a ridiculous idea for a 42-year-old.
I am at the auction.
That's playing basketball it's so still in, at a pretty it,
guys,
high
it's,
level.
It's so insane.
I am
for
at the
one
auction,
year of a 42-year-old.
I am at the auction to win the auction. I'm not there to just say I went. Because that it feels like some people are like, oh, let's try for LeBron James.
But
we don't
you
get
have a walking away price
well,
for
yeah,
everything?
Okay, I'm not gonna give them pick swaps for the next 10 years. Right? There's got to be a line. I'm just saying the contracts match. If LeBron wants to play with AD, would I swap Embiid for him? Yes!
But here's my other big problem, right? Because I've been, now that I'm not playing ball with you, and that I don't want LeBron James here, I would rather win it without LeBron. I want the Sixers to win a title by their own merit, a real title, not a LeBron title.
By their own merit! They're the Sixers.
He said a real title, not a LeBron title.
All right, but we can't do that. We're all excited for Jaylen Brown here, and now they have a real shot, but also they're the Sixers. Like, that's talking out of both sides of our mouth. Do we think we have a real shot at winning the NBA title without LeBron James? I think we all should. If our title hopes hinge on LeBron freaking James, then what do we do the Jaylen Brown thing for?
Okay. Well, but I can make the case in the East. If he stays in the East, which it sounds like he's going to, right? Miami and the Cavs and the Sixers.
Let him go. And he can bring Anthony freaking Davis with him.
But he might push Miami and the Cavs over us.
Good.
Well, you know what? That's not good. For all the we don't want LeBron guys, if we don't get him and we lose to LeBron in the playoffs next year, I'm going to lose my mind.
You're mad at everybody.
Well, of course. Because in an East where everyone looks kind of even, there's like five or six or seven good teams.
He's the difference maker.
He might be.
At 42 years
okay.
old.
No, he might be.
That's a bad scenario, Joe. Now I'll give you this scenario. Mm. You bring in Anthony Davis. You get rid of Embiid. You get LeBron in here. You still get bounced before the freaking second round.
I don't think we look
pathetic. We would be a joke,
What's
a laughing stock.
What's the worst that happens? We lose Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis?
Like, yes!
Oh, come on!
The worst thing could happen is you blew this thing up for some desperate hope that a 42-year-old would drag you to a championship, and then you don't do it.
Yes, well, I am desperate.
It would be pathetic.
I am in the auction to win the auction. I'm not Hugh Douglas. I'm not going to the auction to tell us about it when he loses to somebody else.
That is a Hugh Douglas move.
Yep. You did do that.
I did. No, I bid, though.
No.
I did bid.
But that's like, by not going this far, by not offering Embiid for Davis, like, we're bidding. Like, LeBron, please come. We want you. But we got to go all the way.
No, I wasn't going all the way.
I know.
But I did bid, though.
Yeah.
I bid 2,000, and then I got outbid by my teammate. Mm-hmm. Then it got way too pricey.
You know, there are things that they could do to entice LeBron that I would consider harmless. This is a joke.
Well, actually, I would say this. Listen, I know there's still some people out there who think Embiid's still a big part of this. Well, they're clueless. There's still some people out there who think that Embiid's going to stay healthy. They're clueless. And you're right, and it's fair to bring out
Anthony Davis doesn't stay healthy either.
But I actually think let's live in a perfect world for a second where they both stay healthy. I think Anthony Davis is a better fit for this team with LeBron than Embiid. Anthony Davis plays defense. He can still jump and run.
He can go be a better fit with LeBron somewhere else.
Well, I want him here. That's the difference. All right, 215-592-9490. For would you do it? Would you offer the Wizards? And would you trade Embiid for Anthony Davis to entice LeBron? I would. You know, at some point you have to make it known to him that we are serious. And
makes you feel serious. That feels serious to me.
And in this realm, this is not about cap room because that's not what this free... You know, every free agency is about different things. And this one is not about that. This is about showing him like, hey,
we love you.
And we want to make the team the way you want it. And if you're choosing between us, Miami, and Cleveland, what's going to put us over the top? I think this could put him over the top. 215-592-9494. Your take on the Mattingly thing, is he a lock to be the manager next year? And would you trade Embiid for Anthony Davis to entice LeBron James? I feel like it is the best way to entice him. Get him here and make sure he knows, hey, this player you want to play with, which was kind of the root of the Golden State rumors, we're going to get him here. We're going to get Anthony Davis on this basketball team this offseason. Let's go to the phone lines here. Rob and Delco up on WIP. Rob.
Yo, gentlemen. Good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Rob?
Hey, listen. I'm all for bringing LeBron here, but there's something I heard, so you guys can clear me up. Maybe I'm – because you can't believe everything you see
right
on the internet, Twitter, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge catch I'm hearing with Anthony Davis, okay, Joe?
What's that?
One you haven't mentioned, and like I said, this is what I heard. He's eligible for an extension, which is like 4 years, $272 million or something they were saying.
Yep.
So listen, yeah, I want Anthony Davis, but Joe, wait, hear me out. LeBron's going to be here what? Max 2 years? Max, right? Probably 1 year. Max two if we're lucky. Then you want to trade for Anthony Davis and give another big man, who, like Kyle said, is hurt as much as Embiid, another $272 million. So when LeBron comes here for a year, don't work out, we're stuck with that stiff for 3 or 4 more years.
Okay,
no.
So
no.
You are right.
No
way. You're right about the first thing, and then the second thing I'm not sure on. So for the first thing, you're right. He is eligible for another contract. Like, he could get a new deal. Now, in my world, Robin, maybe I'm living in La La Land, I don't want to give Anthony Davis an extension. I just want to get him on the team to lure LeBron. So if you're talking about like, hey, I don't know if we want to also pay AD. I'm with you on that. I don't want to lock myself into Anthony Davis for the next 7 years. But if I could get him here, if I could get him here and get LeBron to sign, I'll deal with that later.
Hey, listen, guys, I agree. In a perfect world,
see, Rob gets
if
it.
We could do that and not have to give him his extension, 110%. But if Anthony Davis won't come here unless he gets an extension, Zero, Joe.
That makes it harder.
Negative.
Well,
negative.
Rob, to this, what you're talking about. So, about a week ago, a lot of people thought LeBron might end up on the Warriors because they were going to do the same thing I'm proposing. They were going to trade for Anthony Davis because LeBron wanted him. But then the Warriors, they're out of this Anthony Davis thing now. Maybe it's what you're saying. Maybe they found out he wants more money and they're like, we're not doing this.
And listen, real fast before I give you my answer, how great is it though, Hugh and Joe? If we don't do anything more, the guys we added, this Wade, the Simons off the bench, you know, we rebuilt our bench, right? We had no bench. We actually have a half-decent bench now. If we do nothing else, we're still a contender. I mean, right, they're still a contender if we don't do anything else from this moment forward. I still want the basketball rolled out tomorrow. I'm more excited about the Sixers, okay, than I am the Phillies right now. I'm more excited about the Sixers than I am the Phillies, okay? And how long have we been able to – me personally, I'm a hoops guy. You know,
I know you. That's why you were so mad at Daryl Morey all those years ago on our show.
Oh, yeah. Daryl Morey is, you know.
And you were right. I mean, Rob, you were right. I mean, that's why he got fired. You were right.
And look at this guy instantly. At least I'm at my age, I'm around Hugh's age, I'm 53. At this point, Hugh, we're on that other side of the mountain. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no
I'm
more
with you.
Small moves. Go big or go
home.
This guy went big. So if it worked out, great. If it doesn't, I still can't be mad at the guy because that's what I wanted him to do.
I love it. Rob, what do you got for us? Guess for Hugh's Clues, this person who played a superhero.
I was way off with the one the other day, but as far as a superhero, I'm going to go with, I don't know if he's considered a superhero, but I like him, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
Wow, that's a great one. And I
count
that.
Bad.
Not the correct answer today, but all right, we're 2 for 2 on guesses that are on the right track.
Yeah.
We're going to get there by noon?
Yes.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm confident.
Okay, 215-592-9494. All right, so Jared is up. Jared has intel on LeBron. Like, this is the kind of stuff you only get here. Intel on LeBron James. Jared, what's up, pal?
I do, and I'm going to get to that, but Kyle has me on tilt by saying that Anthony Davis is more injured than Embiid.
Give him the facts,
like
Jared. Give him the facts.
Talk to him.
Anthony Davis wanted to play the final 28 games last year, but when the Wizards traded for him, they held him out purposely to tank for that number one pick.
Now we're talking.
And every injury Anthony Davis had in his life has been a freak thing that does not compound over the other. Soft tissue, a ligament in a finger, a groin, a hamstring, all these little small things, whereas Embiid's getting microfracture, not microfracture surgery, meniscus cuts. Trim, back.
Right.
This,
one
legs,
one guy has a degenerative knee, and one guy has had some injury bad luck.
He's degenerative everything.
That's right.
Degenerative everything.
It's just bad luck.
He's just a degenerate almost.
Yep.
Now, Jared's I'm going to be fair because I want to be fair and balanced to Joel Embiid.
And B's the one that got elbowed in the face accidentally and it broke.
Yeah. Is that before or after he was flying around up in
that was after.
Yeah. I want to be fair and balanced to Embiid, and I don't want to sugarcoat anything because I don't want him to show up and try and eat it, okay? But when it comes to being competitive, he's more in like the Joey Chestnut than he is Michael Jordan. And the thing is, everybody wants to give this guy a hard time because he's not, you know, contacting Jaylen Brown after the trade. And just to be fair, I made a couple phone calls. He also didn't send Marcus Gasol a Father's Day card this year. So, I mean, you know, Embiid may be having some stuff going on. But going to this trade intel that I have, this is the trade intel. Now, on James, if he's willing to play with Embiid, I went back in time to June 2018 when the former LeBron whisperer and current clutch insider who considers four cheesesteaks an appetizer, Brian Windhorst, stated that in 2018, that if the Sixers were serious about acquiring LeBron James, they would need to trade Joel Embiid, as James preferred not to rely on the big man's health. Those were the exact quote when he was an insider.
Jared, when was that? That was 2018?
June 2018 episode of The Jump. I remember seeing it, and I had to research it and find it to make sure that I wasn't imagining it. So if he didn't like him then and didn't want to rely on his health then, he's not relying on his health now. Now, with Anthony Davis, that's like getting the gang back together. They may win. They may not win. But guess what? It's like a war movie where they go back in for one last gig. You know, they fire up the truck with the weapons, and they go in to, like, go get somebody and do one last thing. And now they got Jaylen Brown, VJ Edgecombe, and what's called to join in, and Maxie to join in. And Jaylen Brown and LeBron have one mutual hatred. They hate the Celtics now. There's no two guys that hate the Celtics more on this planet that play basketball than those two guys. So they can combine. And that's kind of it.
Jared, I like it. I mean, Jared, obviously you told Kyle. I mean, you told him about the Anthony Davis stuff. So, Jared, good stuff there. And he's got, I mean, go back to 2018 with the intel. Jared's bringing facts to the table every day.
Yeah, he did. I was just looking at it. They said that is.
He also ripped Wendy for you.
Yeah.
Well, stuck that in there.
So you think he's not, if he's not willing to rely on Joel Embiid's health, he'll definitely be willing to rely on Anthony Davis's
health,
for sure.
But he has familiarity and a relationship with him.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, he does, right? They won a championship together.
Awesome.
That's
wonderful.
If you win a championship with someone, you probably have
they got to hold hands and frolic up the court together.
I do think it's fair to point out, which Jared did, that maybe the last year's injury with Anthony Davis was a little bit fugazi. I mean, they held him out. So maybe it's not the same as we think it is.
What about all the other ones?
But again, it's not like we're not trading a picture of health for a not picture of health.
No.
We're just splitting hairs trying to talk about
who's healthier than who.
I want LeBron. And if it means
I understand.
Embiid's out and Anthony Davis is, it's not pathetic.
It's very pathetic because we're trying to trade Embiid to get Anthony Davis
when
here.
You go to the auction, you plan to win. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to the auction like you, just saying I'm here. I'm here to win.
But hold on. But people who are smart have a walk away price.
That's fine.
Okay. But if you go to the auction and your only goal is to win, you're probably going to get hosed, dude.
But you're probably going to get hosed. Unless the goal is just to have the player. And if that's the goal, then I win. 215-592-9490 for Tony. And Willow Grove is up. Tony.
Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Tony, good morning.
First and foremost, man, you know, the problem that I'm having right now, let me get your speaker. The problem that I'm having is the fact that LeBron is taking too long to decide if he wants to come here or not. So that tells me that he really doesn't want to come here. Two, we got Jaylen Brown, and this is the best team that JoJo's had since he's been on his roster. So, right here, I'll see what we got. And then take it doesn't try to move next year. Nobody's going to give us anything that you.
You know what, Tony? We want to get your call, but that connection was tough.
You got bad connect, bro.
It was tough. All right, the idea of this being the best roster Joel has ever played with, probably. I mean, this is a Maxey's elevated now to an All-NBA player. Jaylen Brown, 6th in MVP voting. Edgecombe will probably take another leap. It's probably true. This is going to be the most talented team that Embiid has ever played with.
Yeah, but the thing that you worry about, like, if you're being honest with yourself, listen, I like Joel Embiid. I think he's a Hall of Fame player, regardless if he plays another basketball game or not.
I agree.
But when you talk about a championship run, and we saw it at spurts last year, when he's on the court, he's phenomenal.
But
when is he on the court?
Right, and there's never been a single postseason where he stayed healthy throughout it.
And Nick Nurse, it felt like, I don't know this for sure, but it felt like a lot of times on the fly he had to adjust the game plan when Joel Embiid was in the game and when he was out of the game. So now, you know, you get a little bit more certainty when you get certain individuals, you know what's going on, because it didn't sound like they knew what was going on
right.
A lot of times during the course of the season. Everybody wasn't on the same page.
Well, they weren't. No, and that becomes a problem. It really does. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on this. Don Mattingly, do you consider him a lock to be the Phillies manager next year? He was pretty outspoken yesterday. He would do it, and he wants to if Dave Dombrowski wants to. I think if it was me, I'd make him the manager. But I don't think this is a lock. Hugh seems to think it's more of a lock than I do. Where do you come down on Mattingly's future here in Philadelphia and LeBron James? Should the Sixers do something drastic to get his attention, to make him know this
do
is
something
the
pathetic.
Not pathetic, drastic. It's not pathetic. Acquiring it. This is the NBA. Oh, this is. I want to play with that guy.
So, but it's a 42-year-old. And you're gonna shake your roster up for 1 year of a 42-year-old.
I don't even want Embiid here anymore anyway. So this is like, I'm fine with this. So this is like, deep down, I want to do this anyway.
But that's okay. But it is pathetic.
I just don't like that word. It's not pathetic. But this is this a strategy? Would you trade Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis to lure LeBron James here? Your calls on all of it. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the other side, latest on LeBron, the sweepstakes, where we're at on this, and what's he thinking right now? The latest on what LeBron James is thinking from insiders around the NBA. That's next. Your calls on it all. And second clue for Hughes Clues. Midday.